Yeah, we can fire up a tractor too. Tom Rogers, farmer here in Madera County.
About all there is.
If you get a really even bloom, this place is white. You can smell the pollen. It's just a wonderful smell. On an early morning, if the wind's still, the place is just heavy with it. This ground here has been farmed since probably the early 1900s. When my grandparents came here in 1916, you saw where that road jogged around kind of funny-like? Okay, up there was an artesian well, and they wanted it on their side. So when the county came along to put the road in, they went around. But we're now standing at around 225 feet below ground level. And what happens when we start pulling water out that deep? And how much is there? Just because there's a lot today doesn't mean it's going to last forever. Because we kind of honestly thought this was going to last forever, and it hasn't. We're changing things around. This is all solid set sprinklers, and this was put in when the trees were planted. And my brother and I are now going to be replanting trees. We're going to start on the far side and do a few acres at a time, but we're going to go to double line drip irrigation. There's some things we think we can benefit by doing that. When Dad started, everybody said, oh, almonds, it's a tree. You don't have to do nothing to it. Now we watch soil temperature so we know when to start fertilizing, because we need a certain amount of warmth in the soil for everything to start working. And instead of fertilizing once, we'll fertilize every irrigation. There's just been a world of changes. That's what makes it exciting. It was a friend of mine, and his comment was, water is the cheapest fertilizer you're gonna buy. Nothing else you do is as important as how you water your crop. Overwater it and you damage yourself. Underwater it, you damage yourself. Water is absolutely the most important thing we need to pay attention to. Because A, it's being a good steward, but B, that's what makes the crop. Dan and I have always talked, we like to be doing something different just to give the neighbors something to talk about. And we get to play around and do things here that we couldn't do if we were farming 1,000 acres. Every once in a while I will catch myself, and boy, I hate change. But no, I don't. That's what makes life exciting. I mean, it's a challenge because you have to rethink what you thought you knew. But I've never learned anything doing it the right way. I've only learned doing it the wrong way.
This audio piece was produced by Vicki Lee and Anna Beeson Jenny for the Pacific Institute and the 2014 Farm Water Steward Award. To learn more about the Pacific Institute and the Farm Water Steward Award, visit pacinst.org.